This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A top American diplomat now says he understood why a U.S. military aid to Ukraine was being withheld over the summer. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
It's a striking reversal from Ambassador Gordon Sondland. He's updated his sworn testimony to House impeachment investigators to say he understood the aid was being held up until Ukraine promised to investigate corruption. The revision was released along with his testimony, giving new insight into President Trump's push to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. Sondland told investigators he'd asked the president directly whether he was withholding aid for the investigation. He says the president nearly hung up, but told him, "I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo." Sondland says, "I don't know if it was the truth or it wasn't the truth. That's what he told me." The White House is dismissing the transcript, saying Sondland plainly said he did not know why the aid was suspended. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that the United States remains concerned about reports of China's harsh treatment of relatives of Uyghur Muslim activists and survivors of Chinese internment camps. The top U.S. diplomat said some of the abuses occurred shortly after meetings with senior State Department officials. In a statement released by the State Department, Pompeo said U.S. is still deeply troubled by reports that the Chinese government has harassed, imprisoned, or arbitrarily detained family members of Uyghur Muslim activists. Over the past few years, China has established complexes in Xinjiang that it maintains are vocational training centers designed to combat terrorism and extremism and to teach new skills. Beijing denies any mistreatment of the Uyghurs and maintains that the detainees are at the complexes voluntarily. This is VOA News. Emergency assistance is starting to pour into Somalia, where hundreds of thousands have been driven from their homes by severe flooding. Lisa Schlein has the latest for VOA from Geneva.
More than 300,000 people have been made homeless by some of the worst flooding experienced by Somalia in years. Parts of the country, especially in the central Somali district of Beledweyne, have been devastated. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says up to 10 flights, three a day, are scheduled to airlift 60 metric tons of supplies.
The air operation largely depends on landing strips being available as floodwaters have engulfed a vast area. Reports of our partners indicate that villages on the outskirts of Beledweyne have been submerged and hundreds of families are trapped in their homes.
In the meantime, the World Health Organization warns many flood-hit districts have become cholera hotspots. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UN officials warn disasters such as the Somali floods highlight the increasing vulnerabilities of people in this country and others to the effects of global warming and climate change. Lebanese troops deployed Tuesday throughout the country to reopen roads and main thoroughfares closed by anti-government protesters. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Beirut.
Even at the best of times, Beirut's traffic-clogged streets can send tempers flaring. But add another element to the mix, such as roadblocks protesters are using to pressure authorities to meet their demands, and you have daily life turned upside down, says Helena Keenan, a Beirut resident and mother of three.
The roadblocks have been one of the main barriers to getting the schools reopened. It seemed that at about 5 or 6 p.m., schools will announce that schools open the next day, and then there'll be a barrage of various Twitter and Facebook posts saying, we need to get to the streets, we need to close roads, we need to protest.
The protesters have demanded an end to traditional sectarian politics and for independent members to form a new government. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Beirut.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into centrifuges at its Fordo facility. It's the latest in steps that go against what it agreed to in a 2015 agreement on its nuclear program. Rouhani said the injection of uranium gas into more than 1,000 centrifuges is set to start on Wednesday. The text of the nuclear deal that Iran reached with the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany called for Iran to convert Fordo into a research facility while allowing it to spin two of six cascades of centrifuges without uranium. Iran previously went past limits on the amount of enriched material it's allowed to stockpile. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.